Hey everybody, I'm here in David Ladd's office, and tell me who are you and what do you do here?
My name is David Ladd. I'm a principal security program manager on the SDL team.
For SDL, explain to people what SDL is.
That's probably a good point. Yeah. SDL, Security Development Lifecycle, for those of you in the audience that are interested. It's the standard process at Microsoft that we use to secure our products and services.
And so tell me a little bit about Simplified SDL.
Simplified SDL is a position paper or developer guidance that we wrote roughly 3 months back. It's a paper that attempts to encapsulate the entirety of the SDL as it's practiced here at Microsoft down into an easy-to-understand, sort of just the facts, ma'am, type form for development organizations that want to implement the SDL inside their own development processes.
So it's not a different type of SDL. It's not an abbreviated SDL. It's a concise way of describing SDL.
Yeah, when you look at the SDL, it's there's been a variety of papers and process pieces that have been published in the past. Michael Howard and Steve Lipner wrote a book a few years ago about how the SDL was applied here at Microsoft. A lot of what is out there speaks specifically about how the SDL has been applied at Microsoft.
Yeah.
And what we wanted to do was sort of draw a thick line between the way Microsoft does the SDL and the way the developer community should do the SDL.
So what are the big differences between those?
Well, in many cases, when you take a look at the SDL guidance that's online, it's about 170 pages of specific guidance for all sorts of different products and services here at Microsoft. So it's talking about multiple platforms, it's talking about a variety of different deployment scenarios, things of that nature, that if you're looking for development guidance or sort of easier methods to get involved with security at development time, basically it's just a simpler way of doing things. Microsoft is a multinational corporation. We've got over 300 products on multiple different platforms, a variety of different things that, simply put, are specific to Microsoft. So the things that we've tried to do with the Simplified paper was to abstract out all the things that were specific to Microsoft, to our business and product strategies that really didn't make sense outside the company.
So your average dev probably isn't coding for a billion users?
No.
So they don't need to go through our entire process?
Small and medium-sized organizations are really not worried about, there's a few instances where they're, you get a hot app or something like that, but your average dev is, doing contract development or something like that.
So tell me more about this paper it was written. What was the motivation behind publishing that?
A couple different motivations. First off was, as I said before, a lot of people were coming to the site and equating the SDL guidance that's on the MSDN Developer Center as implementation guidance, when in fact that was supposed to be, it was put up there in sort of the sense of process transparency. We mm-hmm. wanted to service the customers that wanted to know more about specifically how Microsoft developed their own security processes and how they're applied to our products, so we put that up there. A lot of devs showed up and said, wow, okay, that's the way I need to do the SDL, but we needed to come up with something simpler there. A few other things were, we had situations where people were under the assumption that the SDL was only for Windows platforms, or mm-hmm. you had to be an organization the size of Microsoft to do it, or any number of different sort of misconceptions about the applicability of SDL.
So do you hear from people that consume this? Do you get feedback?
We do.
And what's that like? What type of feedback do you get from people?
It depends. Usually when we hear from people about the simplified SDL in particular, it's usually from devs and testers.
Yeah.
And, they're saying more. Give us more tools, give us more guidance.
Make it easier.
Make it faster.
Painless.
Painless, yeah. Nothing in life is painless, security is definitely not that way.
Nothing worthwhile is
right,
painless.
Exactly. So we'll get feedback from customer briefings, we'll get feedback on the forums that we have, we'll go to conferences like RSA and Black Hat and things like that, and we'll get a lot of feedback from the developer community there as well. So generally speaking, they like what they see.
So where can people find this?
You can find pretty much everything as it relates to the SDL on the SDL portal, www.microsoft.com/SDL, pretty easy to remember. That's the way we look at it is we wanted to make it one-stop shopping for everything that's related to the SDL. Now, obviously, we still have some technical pieces on the MSDN Developer Center, which is, again, the process guidance that, we use to show how we build our own stuff internally. But essentially everything that has to do with external developers consuming the SDL, it's on that portal site.
So what do you think the most important thing about simplified SDL is?
Non-proprietary. A lot of people seem to think that the SDL is a proprietary process, and frankly, the things that make up the SDL are proven security practices.
Yeah.
They're non-proprietary, and a lot of the things that are actually in the SDL have been practiced in some way, shape, or form for decades by security professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably the biggest thing from my perspective, is making sure that people understand that, you know, you can take a look at this paper and you can see the things that are recommended in there, and you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to use proprietary tools. You don't have to rip and replace to be able to do security effectively at development time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us about this today.
You bet.